Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. We're a listener-supported podcast, and if you get anything out of today's podcast, feel free to donate. You can always donate PayPal, Venmo, or Cash App. We have three ways to donate, folks. Okay, End Time World News. If you're just tuning in for today, End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For questions, prayer requests, or more information about this podcast, you can contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Okay, folks, hope you're doing great out there. I have some news for you today, Wednesday, May 25th, 2022. The news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And the article is titled, very interesting, folks, Monkeypox Detected in at Least 11 Countries. Scientists claim to be puzzled over its spread. Okay, so they are puzzled over the spread of the monkeypox virus. So I'm going to get into this and break this down and then give my own humble opinion here. And let's see where we go here. Okay, let's go. And again, from naturalnews.com, monkeypox detected in at least 11 countries. Scientists claim to be puzzled over its spread. Here we go. An Israeli man in his 30s has been hospitalized in Tel Aviv, that's Israel, with the first suspected case of the monkeypox virus. The man previously visited Western Europe, where there had been dozens of cases of the disease. The patient was reported to be in good condition and under isolation and close monitoring at the Ilchov Hospital. The Israeli Minister of Health also asked people returning from abroad who have experienced fevers, blistering, rashes, to contact their doctors immediately. Monkeypox cases outside of Africa are limited normally associated with travel to the continent or with the information of infected animals. Thus, the number of cases detected outside the continent in the past week have scientists on high alert. If already surpassed the number of detected outside the continent since 1970, when the virus was first identified and the disease in humans. And what that is, folks, real quick, I want to pause here. Is that is a disease that affects the body and causes massive blistering on the skin, all kinds of bumps, all kinds of blisters all over the skin. And it's really, really hideous looking, and it's very, very ugly, folks. And so you obviously don't want monkeypox, but again, the globalist, since COVID did its job, they have to come up with another disease, another pandemic. And don't you notice that they're growing over and over and over? Bill Gates had suggested here going back about a year or two ago that when he was on interview, him and his wife, he says, well, you know, for those people that didn't take COVID serious, basically, you'll take the next one serious. So this is exactly where this is going. And the monkeypox will make you sick and it'll even kill people. So again, they have to come out with something here, folks. This is how the game is played for the globalist. The followers of Jesus Christ, myself and all you listeners and all you followers of Jesus Christ and God Almighty, you know what the truth is. You know, in the book of Revelation, it talks about disease, famine, pestilence, and different things like that. So this is all, we're living in the book of Revelation right now, folks. We are living in the end times, and this is leading up to the end times. There will be a beast system, which I'll get into in another podcast down the road. I'll break that down for you. There'll be the beast system, a new world order, a one world order, a mark of the beast system. And those people, if you know, in the book of Revelation, going back to the book of Revelation, no man shall buy, sell, or trade, say that he that have the mark. If you don't have the mark, and the mark is 666. So basically, if you do not have the mark of the beast, you cannot buy, sell, or trade. And this is coming. This is coming very, very quickly here, folks. I'm alarmed, but I'm very amazed at how fast this is coming. Okay, let's return to the article here, folks. The last 8 European countries have reported cases of the virus, mostly among sexually active men who presented diagnoses of STD clinics. So in other words, they had sexually transmitted diseases. That's where a lot of the cases of the monkeypox happens to be predominant. By Friday, May 20th, just a few days ago, 5 days ago, there had been reported 20 cases in the UK, which have been declared emergency. France, Germany, and Belgium also have confirmed cases. Meanwhile, Spain and Portugal confirmed their own cases on Wednesday, May 18th, and the infected individuals were also confirmed in Sweden and Italy. You see how this is rolling, folks? This is all over again. Lockdowns all over again. Quarantines all. Oh, well, I don't have monkeypox. Doesn't matter. When you have a Democratic elected governor, like here, I reside in the state of Michigan right now, temporarily, by the way. But needless to say, you have a Democratic elected governor, and this is what they do. They will, before they get the facts, out of panic, they'll just start locking everybody down like we're a bunch of animals. That's what they do, folks. The U.S. reported first case is from a man from Massachusetts that recently traveled to Canada, which in turn confirmed monkeypox cases and 17 suspected cases. The disease is also reported in Australia. The other suspected cases being monitored, the U.S. government has already purchased millions of doses of smallpox vaccine. See, there you go. Approved for the use of monkeypox back in 2019. You see how this works, folks. They just want to keep sticking us and sticking us and sticking us and sticking us and sticking us with all these different jabs. While the virus itself is incurable, the Department of Defense already signed a $7.5 million contract for doses of the antiviral drug. The antiviral drug is good, and that's what they'll give it out for. 2 million doses of smallpox drug in preparation for bioterrorism attack. Wow, okay. World Health Organization is an emergency meeting on Friday to discuss monkeypox. Monkeypox normally starts with flu-like symptoms, muscle aches, swollen lymph nodes, exhaustion, chickenpox-like rash, and then appear on the hands and the face, symptoms manifesting within 2 weeks after the infection. Those who are infected typically recover within a few weeks. First detected dose of in laboratory monkeys, that was back in 1958, thus the name monkeypox. The virus was thought to transmit from wild animals such as rodents to people from infected people. Now there are only a few thousand cases that occur in Africa on the average of every year. usually in the western and central parts. Jay Hooper, this is Jay Hooper now, a virologist at the U.S. Army Medical Research Institute for Infectious Disease there in Fort Detrick, Maryland, said that monkeypox is no SARS-CoV-2.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
The virus is responsible. That was a virus responsible for the Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19 pandemic. It does not transmit from person to person readily. And because it is related to smallpox, there are already treatments and vaccines ready to curb its spread. I hope you heard that, folks. Ready to curb its spread. Unlike COVID-19, that spreads through tiny airborne droplets called aerosols, monkeypox is thought to spread from close contact with bodily fluids such as saliva, coughing. This means that a person with monkeypox is likely to infect far fewer contacts than anyone with COVID-19. And then, of course, researchers in Portugal already have uploaded the first draft genome of the virus that was detected in the country already. However, virologists said that it was still fairly easy to draft, and more work is needed for any definitive conclusions. What they found so far from the preliminary genetic data is that the virus is related to a viral strain predominantly found in West Africa and causes milder forms of the disease and a low death rate, about 1% of the poor rural populations compared to that in Central Africa. However, it does not give the definitive data on how it's causing the outbreaks and whether or not the viruses detected in various places are linked to another. And again, for monkeypox detected in people, there's no connection from one to another that suggests it may have been spreading silently. And of course, folks, like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And of course, they'll exaggerate this monkeypox and they will keep going on and on and on as much and as humanly possible. That's what they do. You know, it's all part of the global elite plan to depopulate the world. That's what they want to do. They want to take down a 95% of the human population. That's what they want to do. They want to take us all down because they think we're sucking up air. We're emitting CO2. We're sucking up air. And they want to have a green planet. And they think by less humans on the planet, by killing everybody off through depopulation, this is the way to go, folks. That's what they think. They think that that is the way to go. And by spreading one disease after another disease after another disease, you know, look, yeah, just before we get into the prayer, folks, listen, if you're in Africa and you have monkeypox and they have lack of tools and medicine and everything else in a country because they're impoverished, I understand that. I understand that. I don't justify that. I understand logically and using my critical thinking, okay? But when you're over here in a Western country or you're outside of Africa and you're in countries that are fairly wealthy, you do have treatment options. You do have solutions to the problems. These global elite people will do anything they possibly can to scare the heck right out of all of us, folks. And that's how it is. You know, they're being led by Satan. God has nothing to do with this. You know, God is allowing this because in the end, he's letting his permissible will to reign. And there again, when it comes right down to it, it'll come down to either you take the mark or you don't take the mark. If you don't take the mark, that's great. If you take the mark of the beast, you'll go straight to hell. That's just a fact. And you can't take the mark of the beast. Well, that's what it's going to come down to. So this is just a way of separating God's chosen people from the people that want to decide to do their own way and be their own person and just do whatever they want to do and live the life that you want to live by not following Jesus Christ and not following God. And if you want to continue sinning, I pray for you. I really do. And while we're talking about that, here's a simple prayer. If you've not given your life to Jesus Christ, I'm asking you right now, and you've not invited Jesus into your life, here's a simple prayer, folks, as we conclude this podcast. If you want to find a nice quiet spot, just find a quiet spot there. I'll give you a minute or two. Just find any place. If you're in a car, just go in your car. If you're in a room, just close the door for just a second. It'll only take about a minute or two, folks. Excuse me. And say this prayer here. Follow me, folks. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and to restore. Okay, let's start over. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask you take your rightful place in my life as Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love and your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And if you said that prayer, folks, and accepted Jesus Christ with all your heart as your Lord and Savior, and repented of your sins, and you acknowledged Jesus died on the cross, and he died for you and me, to wash your sins away for all of mankind. If you prayed that prayer, folks, God bless you. I commend you. Thank you so much. Welcome to the family. You are now saved. If you prayed that prayer honestly and earnestly with your heart, you are saved. The first thing you need to do, just a couple of quick things, three steps, is get yourself a Bible. If you're having a hard time and you're low income or you just don't have money or maybe you're poor or whatever, that's okay, folks. You know, it says in the Bible, Jesus said, blessed are the poor. Amen. And so you got to understand that if you don't have money, what you can do the next is go to the church. Go find yourself a good church that preaches the Trinity. That's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Go to the church and ask them and tell them that you've heard this podcast. And just ask them, say you've given your life to Jesus Christ and you want to learn more, but you don't have the money to buy a Bible. And I'm sure they can help you out. And for those folks here in the United States, you can always order off of Amazon. Amazon has Bibles for, you know, maybe $15-$20, somewhere around there, sometimes even cheaper. And get yourself a Bible. And once you get in a church that preaches the Trinity, what you want to do is study your Bible, get into the church that preaches the Trinity. Then the third step is ask your questions. Ask and ask and ask. Find a senior pastor or junior pastor. Find a deacon. Find just a member of the church might be able to help you. Somebody that will help you, folks, and answer all your questions. What's this about? What's this about? There's questions always about a rapture. There's questions about when's the second coming of Jesus? What's this heaven? What's this hell? What am I supposed to do? What about God's will? Am I doing God's will? When will Jesus return? I mean, there's millions and millions of questions you'll have. I know I've had millions of questions myself, and there's still so many questions that I have, and I'll continue to have right through the end of time. And so that's what you want to do. You want to ask somebody that will give you honest and godly answers and answer all your questions. So I hope this podcast has been helpful and informational. I'm Eric Erb. And this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Thanks for listening. Until next time, God bless you and your families. Take care for now. See ya. Bye.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.